We're on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Omer Le Rapapa, it's about the middle of the Amud. Omer Le Rapapa Le Rava. Chazi Mar Honi Devei Papa Bar Abba Diyohavi Zuzei Le Inche Le Chargayu Umeshabdi Behu. That Rapapa said to Rava that the sons of Papa Bar Abba used to pay the taxes of people who couldn't pay their taxes. And we'll see that the law was that the Melech basically said that anybody who pays the taxes of people who can't pay their taxes, those people become avodim to the person who paid the tax. So he wanted to know if is that legal. In other words, are they really owned? Kinafki tzricha gita the cheruso lo. When they let them free, if they let them free, do they need a get shichur or not? In other words, are they really full-fledged avodim to these people or not? Right? Okay. Rashi. The yavu zuzi le'inche le'chargayu kishe'en nosin kesef gugolis le'melech. When they don't pay their head tax to the king, tovsim osom gabaya melech. So the king holds them, puts them in prison, holds them as slaves. Bahani devei papa ashirim hayu. Papa Bar Abba, his children were rich. Uporim hamas legaboy hamelech, v'konir mosim avodim mehem. And they used to redeem these guys. They were goyim that couldn't pay the taxes. They used to pay their taxes, and they would own them now as slaves. V'ovdei kochavim hayu also anikim. They were goyim, the ones that didn't pay the taxes. The komi bayalei havi kinyan to lechinafki minei liboy gita the cherusolo. The Shaila was, were they really owned mamish, that they owned their bodies, and that when they set them free, they weren't just letting them go as workers, but they were real avodim that needed the get shichra. That was the Shaila. Okay. Omar Lei, iku shrivi lo amri lecho hamilse. If I would have died, you never would have heard this from me. He wanted him to be impressed of how important the answer was and how much he needed him. So he told him, had I been dead, you never would have heard this answer, so be happy that I'm alive. Hachiyom Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Mohorkayu dahani, the tavsi, the malka monich, umalka omer mandalo, yoiv karga mishtabit, lamandi yoiv karga. Right? These people's, what's it called, their seal is in the chest of the treasure chest of the king. In other words, midina machus adina. People live in a country, they are meshubit to the king of that country, and the king said that whoever pays the tax, these people become the zavodim. So that's a legal transfer, what's it called, because of dina de machus adina. And therefore they're full-fledged avodim. Rashi. Mohorkayu dahani, chosman shel elu, their seals, the tops of the malka, shehen lo lavodim. Right? The law of the land is that if you don't pay your tax, you become a slave to the king, and therefore the king has a right to transfer that to you. So it's not that somebody asked yesterday about Dina Ramachus Adina, right? Rabbi Bader. So if a goy can't be called another goy, but if according to the Dina Ramachus, right, he owns the goy, he can sell that to a Jew, too. Tafsa argos is a chest, treasure chest. Umalka omar hilkach mecheru. Therefore, it's a valid sale. Ubo gita de chirusa. They need to get shichur. Iboi ligurei uvisteruya bas Yisrael. If you want to let them free, and they should become full-fledged gerim and marry a regular Jewess, they need to get shichur. Okay. Rav Chiya Bar Abba ikla leGavla. Rav Chiya Bar Abba went to Gavla. Chosa benos Yisrael de ma'abron migerim shemolu v'lotovlu. And he saw Jewish women that had become pregnant from gerim, or people intended to be gerim, who had mila, but they never had tvila l'shem geris. And we'll see on Sunday, and I'm probably going to leave that for Sunday, the shaila whether what creates a geris. Do you need both Mila and Tvila, or either one of them can affect a geirus by a man? So he saw these women who were pregnant from what's it called men who were Megayer, but only had Mila and not Tvila. The Chosah Chamra of Israel, the Mazgi of the Chosah Israel. He also saw them drinking wine that was Jewish wine, but Goyim had poured water into the wine. And they were drinking and didn't say anything to them. The Chosah Turmasin, the Shalki of the Chosah, the Achli Israel. And he saw Turmasin, a certain kind of bean that you have to cook 7 times till it's edible. And what's it called? He saw them, that the Goyim were cooking it. And Jews were eating it. V'lo omer lehu v'lo midi. He didn't say anything about all these 3 things. He held all of them were okay. Osla kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So he came to Rabbi Yochanan. He told him what he saw and that he didn't react. Omer le, tsei v'hachriz al b'neim shei mamzerim. He said, go back and tell them their children are mamzerim. Since the geirim were not tovel l'shem geiris, they only had bris mila, then they're goyim. We'll see 1 second. And because they're Goyim, it says the din of a Goy Shabo Bas Yisrael, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that the child's a Mamzer. So the children are Mamzer. The Aliena Mishum Yayin Nesach, and the wine is Osir. Even though the Goy didn't touch the wine, he only poured water into the wine, still it's Osir. The Al Turmosim Mishum Bishulei of the Chavim, and the Turmosim were Osir to eat because they're Bishalakim. They were cooked by Goyim. Lefisha Einam B'nei Torah, because they're not B'nei Torah, that's why you should tell them that the Turmosim is awesome. So now he explains why he told them this. Al-Bneim Shem Mamzerim Rabbi Yochanan L'Tamei. Why did he tell him to say that the children are Mamzerim? Because he goes according to his reasoning. The Omer Abchia Barabba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam Ein Ger Achim Oviyitbo. Right? Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Ger only becomes a Ger when he has Tvila and Mila L'Shem Geris. But if he only had one of them, he's not a ger, he's a goy. The kivin de lo tovel ovi kochavimu. Since he wasn't tovel, he's still a goy, full-fledged goy. V'omer Rabba bar Barchan Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds ovi kochavim ve'eved habo bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. That a goy or an eved that lived with a bas Yisrael, the child's a mamzer. Therefore, he held these children a mamzerim. They had only a partial gerus, and it's no gerus at all, so they're still goyim, and therefore the children are from the product of Goyim and a Jewish woman, the child's a mamzer. The Al Yeinu Masi Rashi. Let's go finish the Gemara Masi Rashi. The Al Yeinu Mishum Yayin Nesach. He asked the Yayin Mishum. What's it called? Mishum Lech Lech Amrinu Nazira Schor Schor LeKarma Lo Sikra. Not because it really was Osir, because the Goyim didn't touch the wine. They just poured water into it. So really, Mekor Adin was mutter to drink, because it wasn't wine that a Goy touched or moved. But since the wine moved from the pouring in of the water, so it looks like Yayin Nesach. So they assured this, that they shouldn't come to drink real Stam Yenam, real Yayin Nesach. The Al Turmosim Mishum Beshulei of the Kochavim, Lefisha'inam b'nei Torah. Ho b'nei Torah shari? A b'nei Torah is allowed to eat bishalakum? Why did it say that he asked these turmasim, right, because they weren't b'nei Torah? Had they been b'nei Torah, he wouldn't have asked it. V'omer av Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok m'shmei the Rav, kol anech al kamo shuchai, ein bo mishum bishulei ovdei kochavim, v'ha turmas ein anech al kamo shuchai, v'yesh bo mishum bishulei ovdei kochavim, v'chorem min adin, there's bishalakum by a turmas. Because only something that you can eat raw, if a goy cooks it, doesn't become osir. Because you could have eaten it raw anyway. But something that can't be eaten raw, and the goy cooks it, so then it's osir. So the turmis, like we said, you have to cook 7 times before it's edible. So the fact that the goy cooked it made it edible. It wasn't edible before. So l'chorah it's osir mishum bishulakum to everybody. Not only to people who are not b'nei Torah. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan ki'idach lishna svirale. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the other lashon over there. Right? It says, the one lashon says, whatever can be eaten raw, there's no bishalakum. If it can't be eaten raw, then there is bishalakum. The other lashon said, the Omer of Shmuel bar Yitzchak mishmei the Rav, kol she'ein ola al shulchan melachim lechol boas hapas, ein bo mishum bishulei ovdei kochavim. The way we have the Gemara, it's mashia, it's one thing. Anything that's not served at the table of a king, to be, what's it called, to eat together with bread, that there's no bishalakum. It's one thing that it has to be served at a banquet, that it would be fit to be served at a banquet to a king. Today, we served at a wedding, served at a banquet. Okay? That if not, then there's no bishalakum. The only asr foods that were kosher were foods. Right? The time of the ain't what? Who? No, so that's what's it called. So the says once. The time of the Ainah B'nai Torah. Oh, B'nai Torah, sorry. Therefore, really, a Tormis is not Olah Shulchan Malachim. They don't eat it at a banquet. Right? So really, Min Adin, it would be Mutter. But since they weren't B'nai Torah, they would confuse this with things that are Olah Shulchan Shulchan Malachim, and therefore he asked it to them. Rashi. L'fisha'ena B'nai Torah, Aturmosim Koi. That's only going on the last case. Because they weren't B'nai Torah, he asked the Turmosim. The Ein Bo Mishum B'Shuvi of the Chavim can force to come on. Because really, Me'ikar Adin, the Turmos doesn't have a Din of Bishalakum. Right? Because it's not Olah Shulchan Malachim. L'fisha'ena B'nai Torah, lo, let's say, V'osar Aleihem, Shalei Yizalzul B'Shuvi of the Chavim. But since they weren't B'nai Torah, they wouldn't know to distinguish between a Turmos and something that is Olah Shulchan Malachim. And therefore, what's it called? He asked it to them. The Algeinah Mishum Yainesach, the Avogad the Lognagi, Ela Kocho Bialmahu, even though they didn't touch the wine, it only was the water they poured in moved the wine. So it was only indirect. Also Mishum Lech Lech Amrinu Lezira. He asked it because of a siog, that if he was matur this, there would be matur wine that the goy actually touched. Tormis Eino Olah Shulchan Malachim. A tormis is not something that they serve by banquets. So the Maisa, the Gemara says though two things. One is it's Olah Shulchan Malachim, Lechol Boes Apas, to be a side dish for bread. In other words, it accompanies the bread like meat, vegetables, those kind of things. So we hold that you need three conditions. The first condition is it has to be something that's not eaten raw in order to be Osir Bishalakum. If it's eaten raw, then no matter what, if you cook it, it's not Asur Bishalakum. Second condition, it has to be Olah Shulchan Malachim, even if it's something that's not eaten raw, and you have to cook it, but it has to be something that you serve by a banquet. And the third, even if it's served by a banquet, but it's not served to be a auxiliary to the bread, for instance, chocolates, or things that don't go along with, you don't eat them together with bread. Not that you know, we make a sandwich out of it. Right, it's not a side dish for a bread meal. Right, so what's included in that is meat, vegetables. Those are side dishes to the bread. But something like I got candy, you don't eat that together with bread. You maybe eat it at a meal, and it may be Olah Shulchan Malachim, but it's not a lafis boes apas. It's not something that you eat together with bread. Also, is no bishalakum. Those are the three conditions. What? No, some vegetables you have to cook.
Potatoes you
And what's considered Olah Shulchan Malachim depends on each place. Some places, they don't serve, what's it called? You know, in South Africa, many hold that potato chips are Olah Shulchan Malachim. But other places in the world, nobody would serve potato chips at a wedding or at a, but in South Africa, they do. What? Yeah, so it's like any potatoes. Right. Potatoes are a lafis bosa pasha.
Yeah.
Eat so a sandwich and you eat potato chips as a side dish.
No. My question is further. Potatoes you eat at a meal.
Right? Potato chips also. You eat a salami sandwich with potato chips.
What the English call potato crisps? I'm not
talking about. I don't know what the English call it.
Well, we buy in the packets from us. Yeah.
Right.
Slivers of
the thing. Right. Potato chips. Okay. So it depends. So most of the places in the world, potato chips are not Olah Shulchan Malachim, but in South Africa they are. There's another Shaila. What does it mean, Olah Shulchan Malachim? In the way that it is, what's it called? In the state that it is now, it's not Olah Shulchan Malachim? Or that food, if you prepare it differently, could be Olah Shulchan Malachim. So that kind of food, therefore, is also. Potatoes, right? Potatoes, if you prepare them, what's it called, different way, don't make potato chips out of them, or French fries, they do serve them at meals, serve potato at a wedding.
Sure.
But they don't serve them as potato chips. They don't serve them as French fries at a wedding, right? So it doesn't make a difference. Since potatoes are the kind of food that if you prepare them differently would be served at a banquet, there's shitas that hold that those are therefore considered olam ha'shulchan malachim. Even if the way you prepare it right now, you wouldn't serve it by a wedding. But the food itself is something, it's olam ha'shulchan malachim. Or no, it has to be olam ha'shulchan malachim the way that it's prepared now. And therefore, if it's French fries or it's potato chips, that's not olam ha'shulchan malachim. Right, and let them tell you, there are places in the world where even in that, what's it called, state, they're olam ha'shulchan malachim. Okay. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Tana Rabbanan. Ger shemol velo tovo. Now we're going back to the original case here. A ger who had mila but no tvila. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer Hariz a ger. The ikar of the gerus is mila. And therefore, even though there was no tvila, still, he's a ger. Shekein motzinu bavoseinu shemol velo tovo. By Har Sinai, they had bris mila, but they didn't have tevila. We'll see in one second why they didn't have tevila, but in any case, they didn't have tevila. So, and they became gerim. By Har Sinai, all of Klal Yisrael became gerim under tachas kanfei Hashchina. So you see that what's it called? They had mila, but no tevila. Others say avoseinu means Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. They were nichnas tachas kanfei Hashchina with mila, not with tevila. Tovo v'lomal, what happens the opposite case? He had tevila but no mila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Harizu Ger, Shekei Matzinu B'imahos. So Rabbi Yeshua says, we find by the imahos. Some say the imahos means Sar Rivka Rachel V'leya. How did they become Jews? How were they nichnas tachas kanfei Hashchina? Obviously not with mila. So they must have had tevila. It must have been something. Otherwise, how could they change their status? So they must have done it with tevila. So you see that tevila by a woman is similar to mila by a man. There's a marsha that says that the mila of a woman is dam nida. So the tefila from dam nida is comparable to what's it called to a mila. And others say imahos means by Har Sinai. By Har Sinai, how do the women become nichnas tachas kanfei Hashchina? With tefila. Not because otherwise there was nothing to change their status. So we have Rabbi Lezer who says that mila without tevila makes a ger. Rabbi Yeshua holds that tevila without mila makes a ger. And the Chachamim hold tovo v'lo mol, mol v'lo tovo ain't ger, at sheyimol v'yitbol. You need both. And without either one, he's still a goy. There's a shaila, what is the ikker one over here? In other words, is really tevila the ikker? Because we see by a woman, all he needs is tevila. So really, a man becomes a ger, but if you don't have mila, then it like holds back the tevila from having effect, right? Or no, they're both equal. You need both of them to create the gerus. Now, the gerus really created with tevila, but if you don't have mila, right? You're an RL, so you obviously show that your tevila was not l'shem gerus because you're an RL. Or no, each one affects the gerus. Nafkamina is, there's a machlokis, haposkin, of a person who his gid was cut off. So he obviously can't have mila. But lemaisi is not an oral either, because it doesn't have a place to have bris mila. So can he be megayer or not? If, in order to be megayer, you need bris mila, he can't have bris mila, so he can't have a gerus. Right? Or if he's, what's it called, he's a... another possibility is he is a hemophiliac. She can't give him mila because he died. There it's worse, though, because there he is an oral. But here, nichras gido, he's not an oral. He doesn't have a gid. But if mila is just, the tefila can't take effect if the guy's an oral, then he's not an oral. So he could be megaya. Okay.
What?
If what?
He has a bris after the
tefillah. No, does he have to be tovel again? No, because either way it should be good. If he, what's it called, really the halach is the tefillah comes after the mila. But lechora, it shouldn't be ma'akev. If you had tefillah, l'shem geirus, but you were an oral, and then you took away that thing, so now retroactively the tefillah helps.
The tefillah doesn't take effect.
No, it doesn't take effect because there's something holding it back. The fact is you're an oral. once you take that deterrent away, and if it's each one creates it, then whichever one comes first doesn't make a difference. Okay. Okay, so we have three shitas over here. Let's see, Rashi. Bavosenu shemolu bimei Moshe kishiyotzu Mitzrayim. So Rashi learns Avosenu means at Har Sinai. Kishiyotzu Mitzrayim, the yotzu mechlal b'nei Noach, and here it's also mashma that up until Matan Torah they had a din of b'nei Noach. It's big shaila, what din the Avos had before Matan Torah. Right, they say that was the machlokas Yosef and the brothers, whether they had a din Yisrael, they had a din ben Noach. But from Rashi's mashma, that until Matan Torah, they were b'nei Noach, and they didn't go out of the halacha ben Noach till Matan Torah. L'kabel ha-Torah, l'kabel b'nei ha-Shina. So in preparation for Kabbalah ha-Torah, they had to become Jews, tachas kanfei ha-Shina. So what affected that? Mila. We don't find that there was tevila. The women at what's it called Matan Torah, so they were tovel. Can the forest come on? Like the Gemara explained later on, where we know there was tevila before Matan Torah. They weren't tovel. What changed their status? Okay, so Shiloh, according to Rashi, according to the other sheet, does it hold Avos and Imos means the Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, Verachov, Aleya. So it fits the Gemara in Brachos that says in Korin li'imahos or la'avos of the shlosh of the arba. But here, if it's not talking about the avos and imahos, how does it call them avosenu and imosenu? So some say that that's only if you do it in davening. You can't say elokeinu v'elokei avosenu and refer to somebody else, right? You can't say Miriam imenu or something like that. You can only say Rachel Imenu in davening. But not in davening, can refer to them. And others hold that here it doesn't mean, if you're talking about the avos, the imos, that's one thing. But you can say my mother, right? You call your own personal mother. So here we're talking about not that they were imos of the nation, they were mothers. What?
Ancestors.
Right. Okay. So, okay, so that is the three-way machlokas, and whether Mila, Tvila is the Iker Geiris, or both of them together. We'll see later on that the Iker Geiris really is Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. The only thing is, how do you change the style? Okay, I'm a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, but how does that make me a Jew? So in order that the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs should have something that helps to change the status, there you need Mila and Tvila. Omer of Chama Bar Gurya, Omer Rav. Halokeach eved min ha'ovi kochavim. A person buys an eved from a goy. Goyish eved. The kodam v'tova l'shem ben chorin. And the eved, so an eved, when he becomes owned by a Jew, so he has a status not of a goy anymore and not of a Jew. He has the status of an eved kanani who is chayiv in all the mitzvahs like a woman. He is not a full-fledged Jew. He's not allowed to marry a regular Jewess. And same thing goes with a Shifcha Kenanis. But he's not a full-fledged Goy anymore either. He's Chayiv and Mitzvahs, just like a woman. So that's if you buy the Eved and you're Tovel him L'Shem Avdus. But if a Goyish person is Tovel L'Shem Geirus, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So here, you bought this Eved from a Goy, and before you had a chance to be Tovel him, L'Shem Avdus, because he needs Tevila, L'Shem Avdus, before you had a chance to do that, he himself went to a Beis Din and said he wants to be Jewish. And he was Tovel himself, L'Shem Geirus. So the halacha is, the Tovel L'Shem Ben Chorin, Kona Atzmo Ben Chorin. So it works, and he becomes a full-fledged, free Jew, and he... is mafkia himself, right? He takes himself away from the ownership of the Jew who bought him. Okay. My time. So now they want to explain the reason why.
Why can't you
use him as an Eved Ivri? What? No, it's also seen as an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is only if he stole and he couldn't pay. He sold himself. He's not interested in selling himself as an Eved Ivri. You can't own an Eved Ivri except for the way the Torah said you can get an Eved Ivri. It doesn't apply over here. So he's what's it called? He's free. What's the reason? Obi kochavim gufa lo konile. Right. The halacha is, we'll see in a little while, that a goy can't own another goy. A goy can't buy the person of another goy. He can only buy his work. He can be a worker for him. He can be obligated to work for him. But he can't own his person. A goy can't own the person of another goy. Learn from Psukim. So therefore, what are the first one? Mai dekani lehu demakni levi Yisrael. So what did the goy, the original goy who owned this slave, have? He had basically a lien over his wages, over his work, right? That he would get the benefit of the work. And when he sold that to the Jew, he couldn't sell more than he had. He couldn't sell the person of the goy to the Jew because he didn't own the person of the goy. So all he owned was a lien on his work. That's what he could sell to the Jew. If the Jew would then be tovel him, l'shem avdus, then the Jew owns him, and he becomes an eved. But up until that point, the Jew also, with money from a goy, can only own the work of this goy. So he has basically a lien on his work, a shibud. Okay? The kivan to kodim v'tovel l'shem ben chorin, and since he went to a beis din and tovel himself for the sake of becoming a free person, in other words, a regular Jew, afke l'shibudei. So he uprooted the lien. Right? The lien was bottled. Kidder Rava, like Rava said, Omar Rava, hektish chometz v'shichra mafkiyem midei shibud. That if you have a shibud on something, the case would be the following: you have the case of hektish. Something is leaned to hektish, an animal. Okay, I made a loan. And I leaned an animal to my creditor as an apotiki. In other words, this is lean to you, that in case I don't pay you, you can collect from this animal. And then I makdish the animal. So the halacha is that the hekdish takes away from the lean. And now the animal is hekdish, and tough luck on the creditor. Okay, hekdish can take away. Rashi learns only hekdish of mizbeach. Right, regular kodshim, but not derek habayis. If I was makdish it, its value to the beis hamikdash. For instance, I made a donkey, or I made a table leaned for the dead, and then I was makdish it to derek habayis. Right, get makdish it to the mizbeach. It doesn't have kedushas haguf, just kedushas domim. The value of it there, it doesn't work according to Rashi. According to other Rishonim, it works even by that. Okay, so that's hektish. Chometz. I leaned chometz to a goy. I borrowed money from the goy, and I leaned my chometz as a collateral for the loan. But I didn't give the chometz over into his rishus. I'm holding on to it. I'm holding on to it, but it's collateral for the loan. Now, Erev Pesach comes, and the chometz, what's it called, becomes also. Even though it's leaned to the goy, but Lamaisa, since still in my possession, and it's only a lien, so the halacha is, you can still consider like mine, chametz, the aser, the chametz comes aser, and it takes away from the lien. And shichur, I made an eved, an apotiki, I made him the collateral for a loan. And it went and was meshacharim, I let him free. So that takes away from the collateral, he's no longer a collateral for the loan, he's not an eved anymore. So the shichur can also take away. Same thing over here. Mafkimi de shibud. Same thing over here. The goy was only lean to the Jew at the time that he bought him, because the goy couldn't own the other goy, so he couldn't sell his person because he didn't own it. All he could sell was a lean on his wages. And therefore the Jew who bought him only had a lean on his wages. So when he went and was tovel himself l'shem ben chorin to convert like a regular Jew, he was mafkia from that lien. Okay. Rashi, ovi kochavim gufa lo kani, ovi kochavim lo kno le gufo shel zeh mitchila. One goy can't own the purse of another goy. Ki the omer lekamon, like the Gemara will learn later on, we'll probably get to it today. The lo heim konim zeh mizeh. They can't buy one another. Hegdish chometz v'shichrer, osa shoro apotiki, the hikdisho le mizbeach. You made your shore a collateral for a loan, and then you went and were makdish it for the mizbeach. To have the kedushas haguf, paka shibud the kama. So the shibud goes away and it becomes hektish, and it becomes a carbon. No longer is lien for the debt. Ava kedushas beder kabayis lo mafkov. Rashi holds that kedushas beder kabayis, if you only were makdish it for its worth, doesn't become kodesh to actually bring a carbon from it. Doesn't have kedushas haguf, only kedushas damin. That does not take away from the lien. Kedushan be'arachin. Mosif ol dinor upoldan echosim kulan. There the halacha is that you add one little bit more so people don't say that hektish went away for nothing. Since it was lien to begin with, the person who has the lien redeems it, since it's only kodesh for its money. He redeems it for a little bit more than it's worth, and he gets the collateral back. Or the case of chametz, you made chametz an apotiki, you made a collateral for a loan. And the Jew still holds on. The Jew would have given over to the goy to hold. It's leaned chametz in the reshus of the goy, then it doesn't, what's it called, doesn't become awesome. But it remains in the reshus of the Jew, and it's only leaned to the goy. When Pesach comes, the chametz becomes awesome. Ubo sheishol shel erev Pesach, paka shibud ovik ochav, hoev lo havi mamish didei, v'chayiv zeh levaro. This guy has to go burn it. V'shichror, osa avdo apotiki, you made your eved an apotiki, l'chadero v'shichro, and then you let him free. So that takes away the lien. M'shuchror, upaka mimono shel malda, and the collateral goes away. Okay. So that's what this Gemara says. Now the Gemara says, Mosiv Rav Chisda. So we ask a question on that. Now it seems from here that again, if you buy an eved from a goy, you're only buying his wages because the goy never owned the person, and therefore there's an interim time before you would take the goy and be tovel him l'shem avdus that you don't own the person of the goy. You only have a lien on his wages, and if in that time he goes and tovels himself l'shem ben chorin, right? Then what's it called? Then he frees himself from the lien. But if you would have already tovled him as an eved, he can't go then and become a free Jew, right? Because you're his master. You own his body. Then he couldn't do anything. But since at this interim time, it's only a lien. Now, the Gemara asked a question about it. Maisa the Bluria HaGioris. This Bluria became a Gioris. She was a Goya, and she converted. She kid Muavodem. When she was a Goy, she owned slaves. And her slaves kid Muavodem v'tovlu lefaneha. They went and they toveled themselves before she did. While she was still a Goya, they toveled themselves to be free. Okay? Ubo Maisa lefnei Chachamim, and the Maisa came before Chachamim to find out if their tefillah was good or not, since they were owned by her. Okay? For Amru Kano Asa Bnei Chorin, they said, no, they're free. Because here, she only had a shibud on them. And Shichror is what's it called when they were told themselves to be free, it takes away from the lien. Lifoneho in lachareho lo. That's only though if they told themselves while she was still a goya. So she only had a lien on them. But if she had already converted, it's mashma, then she would have owned them completely. Right? So we see that if a Jew buys a slave from a goy, that's what happened over here. She became a Jew. So she bought the slave from herself. Right, as if they transferred from a goy to a Jew, because she became a Jew. If, when it transfers from a goy to a Jew, the Jew only has a lien, can't get more just by the transaction. It has to be a tevila to make him own the person. Right, then, what's it called? If they convert, if they were tovel, l'shem ben chorin, after she became Jewish, it's mashma, it wouldn't have helped. Why? L'chora, at that point, she wasn't tovel them l'shem avodim, right? And she only had a lien, the same lien that she had when she was a goyim. And their tevila l'shem ben chorin should help. Maisa doesn't help. It only helps if they were tovel before she converted, but not after she converted. So you see from here, not like we said before, that if a Jew buys a slave from a goy, right, that the transfer is not just the lien. But once it becomes the Jews, he owns the goy completely, even if he hasn't been toveled yet, the Shema Atos. Omar Rava Lifaneha, he says, no, it's no raya. If they were toveled before she became a Jew, Bein Bistam, Bein Mufurish, whether they said explicitly they're being toveled to be free, full-fledged Jews, or they didn't say specifically, we assume that that was their purpose. Because why in the world would a person want to be tovel and be an eved kenani, in other words, tovel for the shem avdus, and be owned by a goy? The goy will feed him tarfis or whatever. The goy is going to make him do averis. So they had no reason in the world to become a eved kenani who's chayiv in mitzvahs and be owned by a goy. So if they were tovel already, we know for sure they did it in the shem ben chorin. They didn't do it to be an eved kenani and be owned by this goy. Okay, so if she didn't convert yet, then whether they said specifically they're being tovel l'shem ben chorin or not, we assume that was their intention. L'achareha, but if she already became Jewish and they went to be tovel, then they have to say, we're being tovel not to be her slave, we're being tovel to be free. But if they didn't say that, then we could assume that they were tovel to be her slave. L'achareha, but furashin b'stam lo. Rashi. The bluria lefaneho in lefishahen gerim v'hi oveves kochavim v'ovi kochavim Yisrael lo koni legufei. Right, if they were tovel before she became Jewish, so then she didn't own their person. She only had a lien, and their tvila takes away from the lien. But la'achareha if she, lo, but if she already became Jewish and then they were tovel themselves, it wouldn't help. So you see that when a Jew buys a slave from a goy, he owns the person of the goy immediately, and therefore they can't be tovel and become free. Alma gabi Yisrael lo amrin and kana eved atzom ben chorin. Mar says no. If they converted, if they were tovel before she converted, then whether they specified or not, we assume they wanted to be free. Bein b'stam shelo pirshu hari onu tovel l'shem ben chorin. Right. The mefurish k'rav chama bar guri yitoni v'kodem v'tovel l'shem ben chorin. Let me get it. Okay. And it doesn't make a difference whether they specified or not. But if she already became a Jew, then they would have to specify that they're toveling with Shem Ben Chorin, and if they did, it would help. But if they didn't, then we assume they're toveling to be an Eved. Omer Avavia, lo shonu ela belokeach min ha'ovi kochavim. That's only if you buy a slave from a goy. Aval ovi kochavim gufei, koni. Right? But the goy himself, that's if you buy it from a goy. But if you, a Jew who buys a regular eved, he owns it. A goy can't own an eved. Can't own another goy. And he therefore can't sell the other goy because he doesn't own him. He can only sell his work. But a Jew can, what's it called, can own a goy. Aval ovid kochavim gufei, ovid kochavim shemochar asma l'Yisrael. If a goy sells himself to a Jew, kano Yisrael legufei, the Jew owns him, owns his body. Because the first goy owned his own body. Right? He wasn't a slave to somebody else. So he could sell his body to a Jew. Then it wouldn't help. Then if he went and told himself, he can't free himself from his oven. The oven owns his person. So he can't go free himself. It's not, the freedom is not taking away a lien. It's taking away a kinyan, which the yid has in him. So if a goy sold himself to a yid directly, the yid owns him, and there's no way that that goy could ever become free unless the Jew sets him free. So Mara says, "Dichsiv, how do I know that a yid can own a goy, but a goy can't own another goy?" Dichsiv, the gam ibnei atoshavim hagorim mimochem mehem tiknu, from the goyim that live amongst you. Right, those are what's it called. You can buy an eved, not from the Shivas Ha'amim, but Toshavim, people who live amongst the seven nations, but they're not from the seven nations. Atem kolim mehem, you can buy them. V'lo hem kolim mikem, they can't buy you. A goy can't own a Jew. V'lo hem kolim zemizeh, and they can't own each other. Only a Jew can own a goy, but a goy can't own a goy, and a goy can't own a Jew person. So Mara says, "V'lo heim kol mikem l'mai." So what does that mean? That a goy can't own a Jew, right? A goy can't own the work of a Jew. Right? He can't be mishubatim for his work. That's not true. Atu ovikochom lokon liYisrael lemaisi yodav. A Jew can sell himself to a goy for work. He can be like an Eved Ivri. Just like an Eved Ivri, the master doesn't own his body, just owns his work. So too, a Jew can sell himself to a goy, and the goy now will own his work. V'hokshiv ole eker mishpachas ger. Right? That the Yid sold himself to a goy, le'eker mishpachas ger. V'omar mar, mishpachas ger, zeho v'kochovim. When it says over here, mishpachas ger, it doesn't mean a Jew, a convert. It means a ger toshav. That you're selling yourself to a, what's it called, to a goy. To a goy. El alav v'gufei. So, to sell your work, to lean your work to a goy, you can. Just like you can lean your work to another Jew, an Eved Ivri, in certain circumstances. So, that for sure works. So when it says that a goy can't own a Jew, it must mean he can't own his person. And the Torah said, but you can own a goy, even his person. They can't own you, you can own them, and they can't own from each other. They can't sell to each other their person. Parich Ravach, he says, what's the rai over there? That what's it called? Ema b'kasbo tefila. Maybe you can own a goy only if you were tovelin. Not when you buy him, he becomes what's it called, becomes yours completely. Right? We're saying now, if a goy sold a goy to you, he can't sell more than his work. That's the first case. But where a goy sells himself to you, he owns his own person, he can sell it to you. That's what we're saying. Even before you tovel him, l'shem avdus, you own his person. Mar says, maybe not. Maybe you don't own his person when he sells himself to you with money. That you only have a lien on his work. Maybe he doesn't own himself either, right? And the only way that you can own his person is by toveling him. L'shem avdus. Then you own his person. But until you tovel him, it's only a lien. And therefore, if he jumps the gun and tovel himself, l'shem ben chorin should help, even if he sold himself directly to you, not was sold by another goy. Kasha. Could be, but the halacha is not like that. The halacha l'maisa poskim paskim that a goy who sells himself to a Jew, the Jew owns his person immediately, even though he hasn't told them yet the same after. Okay. But if a goy who owned another goy sold him, he can't sell more than his work because he didn't own more than the work. See Rashi?
Maybe how Garmi Makim only applies there to Israel.
What?
Maybe the pasuk how Garmi Makim only in Eretz Yisrael?
Lav Dafka. That's just a chiddush that even in Eretz Yisrael, where you have to kill out all the goyim, right? If a goy lives amongst the Shiva Sramim, that you can, what's it called, they can buy. Aval ovikochom gufei, ovikochom shemachar atzim l'Yisrael, k'no Yisrael gufei, v'imkodem etov l'shem ben chorin, lo kona atzim ben chorin. Ela ovikochom milo koni le Yisrael ma'isi yodov, a goy can own a Jew for his work. Maybe the only way that a Jew can become a goy, even directly, is he buys him with money and he's tovel him. Then he owns his person. But if he only buys him with money, he doesn't own his person, he only owns his work. And therefore, if the guy went and tovel himself with L'shem ben chorin, it's mafkia from the shibud, and it would help. Hachinami de ben chorinu. So Mar says, Enochinami could be like that, but since, the halach is not like that. That if you buy a goy, you own him right out. But if you buy him from another goy, then until you tovel him, he's, what's it called, he's only lean to you for his work. Okay, with this, when based on this Gemara, the Gemara says that the pasuk says that when the Mitzrim came to Yosef to buy food, so Yosef told them you have to have bris milah. So they went to Paro and they said, "What's going on over here?" And Paro said, "Whatever Yosef says, do." So the question is, why in the world would Yosef want the Mitzrim to have bris milah? Right, so everyone's from a Rav. That he said that Yosef knew that the Jews would do whatever Goyim do. He knew they were going to be a long time Mitzrayim. So he knew if the Mitzrim were mild, they would mild also. That's a call. So they want to make sure they kept mila. But I have a different shot. I found that the Rosh Ala Torah says, where do we know? Where do we know that Yosef told them to have bris mila? It's from a pasuk later on in the end of Miketz, in the end of Vayigash. In the end of Vayigash, Torah says like this: the first year the Mitzrim bought food from Yosef with money. The second year the money ran out, so they bought it with their cattle. At the third year there was no cattle left, so they had nothing. So they said, the only thing we do is sell ourselves. So buy us as slaves, we should be slaves to Paro, and give us the food in exchange for us selling ourselves as Avod. So Yosef said, Hein Konisi Eschem, I bought you. And they had their land. They sold their land, themselves and their land. V'yasadmaskim l'paro. Simple way of learning the pasuk is, I bought you and your land for paro. Hey lochem zera. Here is your food. So they learn from the word hey, himol yimol, the extra hay. The hay hints to bris mila. That's where Yosef said you have to have bris mila. If that's the case, then could be what happens the following. They have nothing to sell except their land and themselves. But a goy can't own another goy. Right? So Yosef said, I can buy your land for Paro as his agent, but I can't buy you for Paro, because a goy can't own another goy. Only a Jew can own another goy. I can own you. Paro can't. But if I own you, then you become my avodim. And an eved of a Jew has to have tevila and mila. You have to have bris mila. I can't own you and keep you unless you have bris mila. So if you want to sell yourselves, right, you're going to have to sell it to me, and you're going to have bris mila. Hey lachem zera. So that's what they said. Hechi yisanu. V'hayinu avodim l'paro. Not so called. You kept us alive, but we'd rather be avodim to Paro, not to you. But that's what Yosef said. Impossible. You can't be avodim to Paro, because he can't buy you. Can't own you. So only I can own you. So, Kein konishi eschem. I was calling to you. V'yesad maschem l'paro. And your land to Paro. But if I own you, then you have to have bris mila. So, according to this Gemara, it
says,
we'll see. The Gemara, it's a good kasha. The Gemara, we'll see. The Gemara may say that it's possible such a case, but it could be that it's not the a goy can't make a dina de malchusa connected what the Torah says. So the most he can own is the wages. He still can't own the person. Okay. Omar Shmuel, v'sarich l'sokfo b'mayim. When you're tovel a goy, l'shem eved, right? You want to make sure that he doesn't hop around. You bought the goy. Is that a hint? You bought the goy from another goy, like we said. So there's an interim time when you only have a lien on him until you tovel him l'shem avdus. Then you own his body. So what's going to stop him? And you take him to the mikveh in front of the rabbanon, and he says, "Guess what? I'm free. I want to be free. I'm not toveling now l'shem." Right? So you're stuck, because then his shichrur is mafkia from the lien. So how do you make sure that when you tovel him, he doesn't say, "I'm doing this l'shem ben chorin," that it's tvila l'shem avdus, and he can't get out of it. So it says, "V'tzorek l'sok fo b'mayim." You have to hold him down in the water and make it clear that what's it called, that he can't say he's doing it l'shem ben chorin. How do you do that? Ki hay de menimin avdei de Ravashi, boy lat bule. Menimim was an eved to Ravashi, and he bought him from a goy, and he was in that interim period where if he went to a beis din and was tovel l'shem geirus, he'd be free. But if you take him to a basin and tovel him l'shem avdus, then he becomes owned by Ravashi to be his slave, that he could never become free unless Ravashi set him free. So Moser nihalayu l'ravinu l'rvach b'rei d'rava. So Ravashi called Ravina and Ravach b'rei d'rava, and he omar lehu chazu d'minaychu kabois. You better be careful. I want you to bring him to Beis Din and make sure they tovel him l'shem avdus. Because if he pulls any tricks and he is mafkia himself and becomes a free person and I lose an eved, I'm going to collect it from you. You are goring. Shiloh, if he really meant it, because it's only really grum or garmi, right? They didn't really make him free. They just weren't careful Right? It could be that they're the Shomer Chsocher or a Shomer Chinam, and they were Posheya, so they're Chayiv to pay. Right? But if you let him be Tovel, Lashem Ben Chorin, and I lose this Evid, I'm going to collect from you. So be careful. So what do they do? Romule Aruisa B'tzavare, they put a leash around his neck, around the Evid's neck. Arfule V'tzimtzimule. And the leash was on like a loop. They could tighten it and they could loosen it. Right? Orfule ki hechid la vichatzisa. When they put him in the mikveh, they let it loose, so the water would go around his neck. Right? It wouldn't be a chatzitza. Tzimtzimule, but they made it tight when he was in the water. Ki hechid lo liktem v'leima lehu l'shem ben chorin antovo. Right? They made it. He couldn't talk. They choked him. So he couldn't say, I'm doing this Hashem Ben Chorin, or the fact that he had a leash over him is obviously he's being told of Hashem Evid. But Havi Didoli Reishi Mimayim, when he got out of the water, because that's when the Tvila takes effect, when your head comes out of the water, Anchule Zulta the Tina Reish, they put a bucket of cement on his head, Va'amrule Zilamte Lemarach, go bring it to your master. Which means that from the very first moment, right, it was clear that he was Tovel L'Shem Eved and not L'Shem Ben Chorin. Okay. Rashi. V'tokfo b'mayim, k'yishematbilo L'Shem Yadus la'avdus, when you matbil him to be a semi-Jew, in other words, an Eved Kenani, tzorosh yakifenu l'oshis olov ol malacha b'mayim. You have to make sure that it's clear that when he's Tovel, you'll be Toveling for L'Shem Eved. So you should do something when he's tovel that makes it look like you're doing it l'shem avdus. Shafilu yomar hu l'shem ben chorin lo kona atzum ben chorin. Since the tvila is clearly l'shem avdus, you're making a maisa, then he can't say he's doing it l'shem ben chorin. Boilat bule l'shem yavis levet. Minaychu kaboin alei im yaktim v'yomar l'shem ben chorin. If he says he's Tovel L'Shem Ben Chorin and he becomes not my slave anymore, you're going to pay me. Aryusa kabistri is a leash. V'tzimtzimo dachku likshor b'tzavaro mishum l'tokfo b'mayim. So they made it, they can make it tight. So they press him down in the water and it shows that they're toveling him L'Shem Avdus. Arfale v'tzimtzule shoyelo aniva. It had a loop. K'sherotzim moshchin rosh hachevel v'hu dochit melav. When they pulled it tight, it was tight around his neck. When they didn't pull it, it was loose, so the water went and touched his skin. Zolted the tina klimolitit. And when he came out of the water, they put immediately a pail on his head and told him, go bring it to your master, where it was no doubt that the tvila was l'shem avdus and not l'shem bet chorin.